Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's walk aboard right now. Rye Wilson covers the National Football League for CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Rye and Taz Moose with you. Happy Monday, buddy.
What's up, Rye?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, Ryan, just stunned. I mean, I'm still in stunned disbelief. I think Taz and myself both are that Andrew Luck will not be playing quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, was there – I know Schefter broke the story, I mean, but was there any vibe, any feel that Luck was kind of leaning or had any kind of conversation this way?
I was on CBS Sports HQ 30 minutes before the news, Schefter broke the news, talking about, with two other guys, okay, what are the Colts going to do if Andrew Luck isn't available through week two? Because at some point he's coming back. Can they survive 2 weeks with Jacoby Brissett? They have a week two game against the Titans, and I actually said that game could decide that division, because if Andrew Luck isn't there and Jacoby Brissett has to play and that team isn't at full strength, it could come back to bite them in week 17 where they're trying to wrap things up. Everything out the window 30 minutes later, Andrew Luck retires. I mean, I was going through it with some friends of just like the biggest, most shocking developments in NFL history. And I feel like this is it in a landslide. I know it just happened, and sometimes things that just happen, we over-exaggerate.
Right.
I guarantee you that Chris Ballard would consider this the most shocking thing he's seen. Frank Reich, Jim Irsay, and obviously some of those Colts fans that, I don't know what they're thinking, but they were booing and ripping off their Luck jerseys as they found out the news. But look, man, you saw that press conference later that night, Saturday night. Luck was tormented. He was down. He said, look, man, I've been in dark places. I've been doing injury rehab for 4 years. This is not getting better. And he even said, I don't envision coming back, because you know that's going to be the next question as soon as some quarterback on another team gets hurt in 6 months. Well, is Andrew Luck going to be one of the guys that T-Mex targets? So it was a crazy development. And the Colts could be in worse shape, but this isn't the way you want to start the season.
No. I mean, I want to ask you, Ryan, like, you know, Moose and I were talking earlier about it. I was bringing up the fact, look, they got a good defense, the Colts. They got a really good offensive line, good receivers. You know, I mean, Brissett, I mean, how do you think Brissett will handle the new pressure coming his way, in your opinion?
I think he'll be fine, and I think we're sort of underrating how good he could possibly be. 2017, when he was traded days before the start of the season from New England to Indy, he was thrown in there, and that was a terrible football team, completely different in terms of the personnel, and he struggled early on, but he showed signs of being a good football player. And the good news is he didn't play much last year. He learned Frank Reich's offense. He ran everything during offseason, because I think Andrew Luck maybe had two or three practices since the spring. He's been doing it all. He knows this offense as well as anyone, and you sort of hit at it, Taz. They have playmakers. Chris Ballard, general manager, has been crushing these drafts. Last year, Andrew Luck was sacked 18 times. 2016, the last year he played, he was sacked 41 times. So there is a plan to protect the quarterback. There's a plan at running back with Marlon Mack. There's a plan at wide receiver with T.Y. Hilton. They got Devin Funchess. They drafted Paris Campbell at Ohio State, who was a burner. And then you talked about it, Taz, the defense. Young, fast, and they have more young, fast guys on there. They got Justin Houston. So, I mean, in that division, they still have a really good chance. And you might even argue, and I might be on this bandwagon before the start of the season, that they're still going to win it.
You know, I'm curious, Ryan, do you think Luck is an outlier, or do you think it's a sign of things to come? Very violent game, a lot of money young players are making. You know, they could be financially set and secure by 28, 29, 30 years of age. Do you think this is maybe, you know, maybe not the last stunning retirement announcement we see in the foreseeable future?
That's a great question, Moose. And here's the thing. You read comments from people who are close to Luck and have known him forever. Bruce Arians just made some remarks about how he was disheartened by it, because he knows how much Andrew Luck loves football and how hard this must have been for him. Here's the other thing. Andrew Luck has a flip phone. So that to me says he saved his money. He probably has his first paycheck from week one.
I did not know. He really has a flip phone? I didn't know that. Really? Oh my God.
Yeah, he has a flip phone. So he ain't spending extravagant in terms of what he's spending. So he probably is set no matter what happened. And other people who are 28, 29, and if I were that way, 28, 29, had million, I'd be burning through it like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, I mean, some people have obligations. Some people play because they have nothing else to do. Andrew Luck could do any number of things outside of football and be extremely successful at it. So I do, and there's a lot of pressure. Look at some of the comments from some of the former players and media people that are like, man, you're giving up on your team. I can't believe you're doing this.
Yeah.
And even those fans that I talked about that immediately started booing this man as he walked off the field, having no idea that Schefter had broken the news, and he admitted to hearing the boos and admitted that it hurt.
It bothered him, yeah.
Yeah, so I think even if some people want to, and, you know, we see this in all walks of life, that they won't have the fortitude to do it because of what Andrew Luck has gone through.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, Moose and I talked a lot earlier about the whole booing situation, and, you know, it's tough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at Andrew Luck as a guy who's had an amazing career as much as he played. The poor kid's been hurt a lot. He's still young. You know, maybe he comes back eventually, but I look at him as a guy that just was special, at a Stanford special. But the Colts was special. How do you think, Ryan? How do you think fans and the public will remember Luck?
You know, and part of me wonders, Taz, when they were booing, if they weren't booing Andrew Luck, they were booing how their good fortune went from we're going to win the division and possibly the Super Bowl to, oh, my God, what are we going to do next?
Right.
And, you know, there is no sort of universal sign for I'm extremely upset right now when you're with 30,000 people. And maybe that's it. But I'm with you, man. Andrew Luck is an amazing talent who had unbelievably bad luck with these injuries. It was one thing after the next, and every injury that followed seemed to be worse than the one that preceded it. And there was some crazy talk about, okay, is he a bust now because he only played six seasons? I talked to a Bengals fan who was like, man, I would take, if you told me I could get Andrew Luck's record just for six seasons and go to those playoff games and win those playoff games, I am, sign me up wherever, whenever, I am taking that. The amount of success he brought to that Colts team that was in the dumps after they got rid of Peyton Manning, and they won, whatever, two games in 2011, and they had the good fortune of getting Andrew Luck. I mean, where would that organization be now if they hadn't stumbled upon Andrew Luck? I mean, this guy is a transcendent talent. Just bad luck, man. I think he's not going to be a Hall of Famer because of the injuries, but if he had played three more years and had the success we've seen him have, then we're having that conversation.
Yeah, you know what the sad thing is, Ryan? If he had Ballard at the start of his career, we're not talking about Andrew Luck calling it a career on Saturday night.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of like finger-pointing going, whose fault is this and the injuries and all that, but Ryan Grigson wasn't great at his job, and we can all agree on that. And Chuck Pagano was fired because he couldn't win football games. But I think Chris Ballard, what he has done with that organization, he has been an unbelievable find for Jim Irsay. In a lot of ways, made this post-Luck world in Indianapolis maybe okay to deal with. Because, like I said, I think Brissett's going to surprise some people. And all the other pieces are nearly in place to have success, especially in a division that's up for grabs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, yeah, it's crazy, and we were all shocked. You remember where you were? Like, so you were, you said you were at the where were you? You said at the top. You were when you found out.
I was at home, and I had been doing CBS Sports HQ talking about the game tonight. So I had just started watching the Miami Florida game because I was tape delaying it, and someone texted me and said we might have to get back on. So what happened? Because I had no idea, and they thought I was joking, but clearly no joke.
Ryan, you know, there's been some criticism of Schefter. You know, you're in the information game as well. You have that story. Are you reporting it right away?
No. Listen, man, if I don't do it, someone else is doing it. And this isn't like Schefter reporting on JPP's the medical information about his hand back in the day. That, you know, that potentially was a violation of his rights or whatever, as medical privacy rights. This is news. He didn't make it up. Someone gave it to him. So then the question becomes, where did he get it to sort of make Andrew Luck look like a schmuck while he's at the stadium for the last time? And no, this isn't on Adam Schefter at all. I don't know where the information came from, and I'm not going to speculate, but it didn't make Andrew Luck look good or feel good. But at the end of the day, if Adam Schefter's like, no, you know what, this isn't right, I guarantee you 30 seconds later, someone else is tweeting out that news, and we're still here having this conversation.
Yeah, I'm like on the fence with it. Moose was, you know, making a lot of the same points and making sense, similar to your points just there, right? You just made there, but you know, it is right. Like, I get that, and I understand it's a competitive business, breaking the news out there, getting the scoop. I mean, I understand that, but as a former athlete, I'm like, you know, something like this. I mean, I don't know how Schefter could have did it. Maybe just get out there that you have something, like tease it. I don't know what that is, but I don't know. I just put myself in Andrew Luck's shoes, and I'm like, oh, geez, what a just a bad deal. But
no, absolutely. Because yeah, he's at that football game. He said at the press conference, the impromptu press conference, the one he had planned for 24 hours later, that I just want to be out here because I knew it might be the last time I was throwing at Lucas Oil Stadium. The next thing you know, he didn't check his flip phone because he doesn't have social media on it, but someone must have told him. He's walking off the field, he hears the boos, and he has to scramble to have this press conference, which he hadn't even told the players yet. So in that sense, I'm with you 100%. But I guarantee you, if it wasn't Schefter, it would have been someone else right behind him who probably had that story.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate it, bud. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for always popping on. Have yourself a great Monday, all right?
Thanks,
you
Ryan.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.